Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, or welcome to, I don't know when to say welcome back, I want to say welcome to today. Welcome to a collaboration episode between me and the cellist. This has been years in the making since we've been like 10 years old. Yeah. Nah, since the last time we did a collaboration like 4 years ago. So, he dying too hard. Yeah.
Nah, because you know what I'm thinking about? You got me feeling conscious because when you said, I don't want to say welcome back, I want to say welcome to. I've been saying welcome back on my recordings. And now I'm over here like, yo, I got to change everything now.
See, I was like, because in my mind, I was like, you know, this is going on your podcast too. I don't want to be the one to start with welcome back because they're going to be confused. So I was like, you know what? Let me just say welcome to, so people will have a chance to react to, all right, there's somebody else on there today. So, you know?
So I should say welcome back then, because
either way.
It just feels I feel like I got some nerve. Like, yo, welcome back. What you mean? Yo, okay.
You know what? I got you.
Go ahead.
Hey, yo. That's how we starting.
It just, yo, I just said this on my last recording. I feel so conscious of what I'm saying. So, Ayo just sounds like, who do these two think they
think? Come from the streets, man.
We're going to keep that energy.
Come from the streets. G-G-G-G-G-G-U-Net.
Oh, my gosh. That's the intro right there. Just let that rock. But what's going on, everyone? Welcome to one of the most highly talked about, much needed crossovers since Endgame. I'm not even lying. A lot of people have been saying they need these two podcasters to come together again. It's kind of crazy because I was on Facebook earlier today, and I think 2 years ago, I had posted your episode that me, you, and Joe did, the Crisis on Infinite podcast. So this is kind of like a full circle kind of thing, and it wasn't even planned. That's how good we are. We just happened to be
this. We just was on a live stream, and it was like, fuck it, let's do it.
So every October 9th, just come back together again and be like, hey, yo, how's it been since 8 years ago?
Damn, you know, if this was a different day, we could have been like October 2, been making Heroes references out the wazoo forever.
But yeah, nah. Yeah, so... I got like all the questions loaded up just in case, because I try to avoid the linger.
Yeah, he came prepared. I was just like, I'm showing up. Like, we're gonna talk about whatever.
You here? So like, you? I'm here you today. Did. All right. So let me do my intro then, and then just to give it that familiar feel. I mean, I'm hoping it's been a while. My podcasts haven't been. It hasn't been as consistent.
From my side, they're gonna be like, yo, why don't you start podcasts like this though? Like,
That's what I'm thinking about. I think I'm like, yo, you gonna let him just do this? Like, well, what are you doing? Who do you think you are? I'm trying to avoid all that. I'm trying to be like as humble as possible. But, you know, what's going on, everyone? It is October 9th, 2022. Hope all your day has been well leading up till today. Hope you experienced nothing but positive vibes, fantastic food, and dope people in any specific order of your choosing. And most importantly, above all else, I do hope that every single one of you have a place to go to when the world does the most with this Trials and Tribulations, sponsored and brought to you by Life. It sounds so much better now.
How long have you been rehearsing that? Like,
yo, I don't know. Yo, you're not going to expose me.
Yo, like that came out, like I would have had to do like 5 different takes to get that out right.
Yo,
like,
as I get older, I used to just do one straight take, and then as I became conscious of it, I started tripping up. Like, I think one time I said, hope you experience something but fantastic people, and I'm like, wait, you know, which... I was like, yo, hang on, this is a family podcast, bro. I mean, do what you want to do, free spirits, but nah, it just slowly came with the territory over time. Like, I try to just, I don't know, I try to be consistent in something, because I feel like this is just the filler arc of my podcast here. It don't have that same, it doesn't have the same strength like it used to. But enough about me and my diminishing career.
The filler arc.
You know when feel like it's not what you want it to be? It's just like,
I went through that phase.
Yeah, so I'm just, it's the season 5. I don't want to say season 5 sucks. It's, I think you told me about that too. You said recorded. You said this to me 2 years ago, recording by yourself is rough. I was in my prime back in and now I'm just like,
yeah, but shit. Didn't you go on that, you went on that long break and then you came back?
It got harder and harder to sit down in front of a computer. I'm like, yo. I started to just pay attention. Oh, TV's on. Walk away, PS5 beat. I'm trying to prioritize this.
So. See, I went to a team atmosphere, and then back to being solo. So, and then I went from back to being solo to going to a break, and then I'm back. And I'm like, you know what? I got this. I know how I want to go forward. I hit 30. Oh, the train is going now.
At some point, you start arguing with yourself. Like, I gotta do it today. It's my show. I record when I want to record.
Exactly. Like, I ain't gotta worry about nobody. Like, I was gonna ask
about that too. That's really why I said I had all the questions in my head, because I seen you made that. First of all, do you have like an applause on? Applause button that we can press, because your career is like pretty.
I wish
you got longevity.
We working on it right now. We ain't got that set up yet. Don't worry. Maybe next time you come, I might have that set up.
We don't have that over here at our side. We more of an organic. But now you do have longevity.
You know what? Let's do this. We're gonna pause, and then we're gonna add it in after.
Get all the editing. Matter of fact, I think I got some sound bites I could just throw in and be like, no, we got this. Nah, because giving you your credit and flowers, you have longevity. Like, you've been podcasting, I think before you were doing. Hang on. I don't know who was podcasting longer between the both of us, but I do know that you have a staple, because you went from team to solo. The team to solo again, so you have more context in your story than mine. So how does that feel? Like, you know, you even got the ring on your hand as we said. Hey, you doing a whole shit?
I forgot.
Let's get your 30 for 30 now.
I forgot to bring my gauntlet to this episode, man. Damn. I could have had my gems, man. Like,
you should have turned all the lights. Just like, how, you know, how was that?
Hit him with that. I recorded myself.
We got to get Thanos' voice in the background. Hopefully, that don't get like taken down. But man. Like, tell me, what has this journey been for you? Like, what was the journey? Let's start with that. Let's focus on you. Let's give you this.
I guess we're doing a John Cass podcast, the life story.
You didn't know we was doing. So it was all set up.
So in the beginning, I think it was me and Giovanni at first. We did John and Joe Words of Wisdom. Mm-hmm. That was the original podcast. Yes. We were a team, and the reason that ended up going by the wayside was because I moved away. I live in parts unknown. So so, you know, we separated, and it's crazy as technology develops, you know, like now it's way easier to do remote podcasts like we're doing now. But mm-hmm. back then, after I left to where I lived, there wasn't really a way to do recording like now. So it was just kind of like, it was very complicated, and it was just like, it wasn't working out. So after a period of time passed, I just decided, you know what? I kind of want to start my own podcast. I'll do it by myself. And that's how the John Cass podcast was born.
I didn't mean to laugh, but it's just, as you said that, it just sounded like you told them, yeah, I'm not really into podcasting anymore. I'm good. And then you just at home, you come out of nowhere on Instagram, coming soon. It's like, yo. That's why I'm like, yo, all right. Dude, I hope Joe over here listening. Like, that's not how it went down. Like, what the fuck? He told me he was done. And then the next day, it was like, coming soon. But yeah. Words of, that was a dope podcast. And me, as both a viewer and a podcaster, I used to be like, all right, Words of Wisdom is coming. And then you made the announcement. I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah, like it was just like, you know, time passed before or after we released the last episode, and like I said, it was just hard to record back then. So then, John Cass podcast. That was the idea came out. I was doing that for a period of time, but after a while, I think I just kind of felt like, you know what, I kind of want to go back into a team thing. Mm-hmm. So I joined the Random Noobs.
Shout out to Random Noobs.
I joined them for a little while, and I guess the best way to say it for myself is just towards the end, I kind of just wanted to go back to being a solo podcast. So I just kind of felt like,
man, it's a tease.
I just kind of felt like, you know, for me, for how I work and how I do things, maybe it's better that way for myself. So I kind of went back to that, and going back to that now, that's the phase that we're in right now. I've kind of been finding myself, because now I have like a lot more, we'll say, knowledge of how I record things, how I put stuff together, and I'm still learning. I love to tinker with stuff. So what I showed you before we got on, you know, that was tinkering. I was tinkering that for a little while, and I just
You call that tinkering?
Yeah, I call that tinkering.
Yo, tinkering. He's always like, yo, this is nothing.
Yeah, now it's nothing. You got to see the final product. You see how we got here. So I was just like, yeah, like, you know, I love doing this, and I always wanted to do the YouTube portion. So getting this stuff together, and along with Anthony doing my artwork, I was just like, you know, Anthony from Random Noobs. I'm not shouting out again. I did it one too many times already. So after that, I was
one shout out per
per episode for everybody. So
yeah, it's like, yo, that's it.
Yeah. This is what I'm doing now. I do the YouTube, and I also do the audio, but YouTube is still a work in progress, I will say. So currently, right now, what I do on YouTube is I just do mostly trailer reactions, and I do reactions to manga. So that's what's going on right now with YouTube. Other than that, I just do all my recording on the podcast as usual.
Man,
the life story.
Your foot on the gas pedal, man. I mean, I get where you're coming from, too. I mean, for me, it's just the consistency that I wanted didn't match what was going on behind the scenes. So it was like, the way I had this whole season mapped out, it's not going the way it's supposed to go. I'm actually surprised I'm recording right now. It's like, oh shoot, I'm doing this. Like, this is actually happening. But in your case, like, I watch what I can when I can. And I understand, you know, just being comfortable in your own space. And the reason why I've been more comfortable with recording solo is because my time is not structured enough to be like, yeah, let's do this consistently on an everyday basis or a 2-day basis. I really want that because I've been trying to get so much stuff off the ground. And that's the crazy thing of working alone, is just you want so much so fast, but you know you only can move two hands at a time. Mm-hmm. So in your case, I see, you know, you infiltrated. You took your notes.
I stole some stuff.
you took Anthony, made him sign a contract to give you the artwork. So it's like, this man's name is still on the Random Noobs list. It's just a part-timer. He's basically like The Rock right now, where it's like, yeah, I'm still with WWE. I'm going to give you a show.
I try to tell everybody who does something, you know, like, I'm willing to participate in it, you know. It's not, you know, a big deal to me. Like, Random Noobs, I tell them, hey, if you want me for something, or sometimes I have something I want to talk about, but yo, I'm gonna come on the podcast and talk about it. You know, I try to invite people on my podcast, but nobody want to be here. I ain't got clout no more. You know, like, there was one time when the Chillers used to be under me, but now he over me. So I'm trying to get my spot back.
Can we talk about that for a minute? Because I thought we was gonna avoid that time. Yo, it used to be, I swear to you, like, I think 2018, 2019, it was a matter of like, yo, listen, when you down to collab, I'm like, all right, cool. I took the break and came back. Hey, y'all want to collab? I don't know, man. Schedule's kind of busy. I don't even get the messages open. I'm like, hey, it's me. That's why when I made intros, I made them for other podcasts. I said, I'm going to be relevant one way or another. Remember me wherever you go. It's hard. I feel like Lightning McQueen and Cars 3, just having the drive, but you're just not hot anymore. You know? And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with being a seasoned podcaster that people will come to eventually. But I was thinking in my head, I was like, I wish I could just tell John, you know what, let's just join forces at this point. But it's like, it's like you said, we have different styles, and coming together every now and then would be good. But it's like, you see more on the visual side of things. I'm still a beginner in that phase. So I would have to take you back to step one, and then vice versa with you with coming to me for audio. It's like, it'll work. We just would have to take more time that we don't have to focus on something new and just to build what we have. It's a tough spot. We got to talk about that.
The thing is, I was like, I know when I do stuff with you, I could talk a life. It'll be easy to talk life. I can't talk life by myself. Like the last episode, I put that story out. I was like, I felt like I was trying to be you. I was like, I don't do it often. I was like, you know, I was like, this is different. This is a different episode. This is probably like the last time I'm gonna do something like this. Cause now I feel like I'm trying to copy your swag. I'm like, nah, I ain't trying to copy. I'm trying to be myself.
And I feel so relevant that I would have been like, all right, well, yo. If anything, I thought I was sounding like you. Like, yo, when did John change his content? Am I biting off him? I don't know what's happening, Abel. Like, yo, it's right now we're both at that stage where we just have to kind of like find that spark again. Like, for those of you who are unaware or just decided to skip it because you had something better to do Saturday, I had streamed last night Kingdom Hearts 3 to fight Yzora. That spark got me motivated to kind of do more stuff again. Had I not done that, or to be more clear, had Yzora not destroyed me so many times, I probably would have just said, you know, I guess I'll record again, whatever, because it's just like it'll happen eventually, I guess. Now I'm back on that energy because I see you being consistent. I feed off of consistency, and I kind of feed off of like people doing things we're in the same realm as me, and they're working with what they have, and they use that to kind of keep going. If it's just me by myself, it's like I'll do it because of my own drive, but I feel like it's night. I'm not pushing myself enough. I need that competitive edge. So, you know, this is my way of saying our rivalry is back. It's back on again. Maybe you need that. Holding on to old beef just to stay relevant.
You're like, well, I guess we're bringing this back up. I guess we're beefing again. It was a good peaceful years, but we back at war.
I think the problem is we found peace, and it was like, yo, what are y'all doing? Y'all needed that to keep going. We was getting 3 episodes a week. And now y'all in a happy place now, and all of a sudden it's like, yeah, nah, yo. I wish it was. Because I seen when you were doing the segments too for Random Noobs, and then I was like, all right, John definitely found his space there. And then after that, yeah, I'm no longer random. Like, it was like a moment in time where I'm reading articles. I'm like, what is happening in the podcast community? Everybody I know walked away. They said it was time consuming. And I went from like a team to just seasoned war vet that's telling the new generation, hey, listen, you're gonna lose a lot of friends out here.
Hey, it's like tough. This is something I love to do, so in some capacity you're gonna find me doing it, right? So
some capacity, that means there's no schedule. I know that.
Oh yeah, like right now I had a schedule that's changing because of incorporating YouTube. And what I mean by that is I kind of like initially settled on, okay, every Saturday, because that's when the My Hero Academia manga would come out. I was like, all right, every Saturday I'm going to record for that and release it. And that's what I was doing. But now for the video, and also because of copyright purposes, I'm like, you know what? Let me wait for the official Viz translation so I can feel like I gain less trouble versus using, right, you know, like the unofficial one.
Yeah.
So I was like, now what I'm trying to do is when the Viz translation drops, I'll record an episode. That's the one thing I set on recording. Aside of anything else, you know, I may want to do. So I set on that, and I try to have that out the same day. So that right now, that's my schedule, quote unquote.
Yo, you better than me. I started off saying I was going to do Wednesdays and Saturdays, and then it just ended up being Saturdays. And at one point, life was happening, and I'm just like, hey, it'll be what it'll be when it'll be it. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I wish, you know, longevity and consistency for both of us. This is because you could hear that we're still here. We've been doing this since, what, 2017, 2018, and we're still here. So obviously we love doing what we do, even though it is annoying, because YouTube has so many, it's like these days, what's the best way to say it? There's too much censorship. You can't just react to something now because YouTube automatically assumes you want to do it for money, which, you know, you probably are, but the innocence of it is like, hey, whoa, you showing that page for 2 seconds too long, take it down. We got to take your video down. There's so much to just keep you from like wanting to do it, because you would have to put in the work, twice as much work than you thought, and that might be a good thing for most, but I don't know. It's like when you have a plan, let's talk life for a minute. It's like when you used to going through obstacles and you finally catch a break, you don't have enough energy to push through more obstacles. You're ready to just get to the finish line, so you have to deal with that again. It's like every step you have to keep putting yourself back to 100% again. And then you keep on going. I think I sound lazy right now. And if I was the me in 2017, I would have disagreed. But I can imagine that that might be frustrating to some degree. I don't know.
But... you know, like,
I mean, if you know what you're doing, then it doesn't feel like anything. But for me, if I went to get into the YouTube game and it was like, yeah, let's start with how to hide your skin so you don't show too much. What do they?
I mean, like, even now, like with the YouTube thing, like, you get in that mindset sometimes, like, you feel like things need to be perfect, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm the type of person who would just be like now, I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna just do it. Like, fuck how it look or come out. I just want to do it. So I feel like I said I did it. I did it. It's out there. Cool. That's like with the first reaction I did once I had this setup going. It's very, very raw. Like, I didn't have like what like it looks like now. So it was kind of like just a video and stuff on it. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and spend the time on doing it because I feel like if I decide to do that, I'm going to get lost in the sauce. Yeah. So I'm just going to put this out, feel accomplished that I did it, and keep working on it and do the next one. So that's exactly what I did. I was like, I'm not going to sit here and try to make it perfect. I just want to have the feeling of I did it and it's done. We good.
Yo, that's so crazy. We have two different mindsets on that. Because to me, it's like, I want to get it out there, but I don't want to half-ass it either. And that's what causes so much of a delay. That's why I only stick with audio at this point. Because if I sit and I record and I look like I'm about to sneeze, I'm like, damn, I gotta reclose everything, open it again. I'm like that too to some degree. But I have too much of a perfectionist idea when it comes to it. So I have to make sure that I'm giving the effort because... I know that, you know, it takes a lot for somebody to listen to a podcast or watch your YouTube. You're taking time out of their day. They're giving you a chance. And if you know you're giving them something that you could have gave them the better version of, it's like, damn. Maybe I'm thinking about it too much. That's why,
I mean,
don't do what I'm doing. Just record, man. Don't even listen to me. Just
look. Like, I mean, look, even if you hear my episodes, there's times I'll fuck up and I'll be like, you know what? I'm rolling with it. Like, I'll say, like there's times when I'd be talking and then the words just, and I'm like, you know what? I'll just say it. I'm like, this time, I don't know what it is, but when I'm on podcast, I just feel like I can't talk. Like, all my mouth just gets all fucked up. Like,
yo, and it's like, you imagine taking a break and coming back. I used to be able to do my intro flawlessly. Take about 4 episodes out of this new season. It's like, damn, he fumbling the words. I'm like, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome. I'm like, yo, what happened? And in my head, I'm like, damn, I feel like such a has-been. Yeah, this is crazy. trying to hold on to some glory or youth. It's a terrible feeling. But, you know, eventually, it's like, it's literally getting back on a bike. You just got to keep trying it. And again, consistency matters, too. Once you keep going and flowing, it flows well. But then I think when you become too conscious of what you're doing, it messes up, too. Sometimes I try to record and act like there's no mic or anything there, like I'm doing now. That's why everything is able to come out. Clearly, when we were starting off in the beginning, I was just like, damn, what am I gonna say? How am I gonna I'm messing up now because I'm thinking about it. You gotta just ultra instinct it and just kind of allow yourself to do what you would do if you wasn't aware of what was going on while you was doing it.
Yeah, like the last episode, I think I recorded that episode 4 different times. Like the whole, I think the episode is about 25 minutes long. I did it like 4 different times because I was like, you know, first time I did it, I was like, you know what? I don't like it. Like I listened to it back. I was like, I don't like it. I did it the second time. I was like, you know what? It don't sound right. I was like, it just sounds all type of messed up. It's because, you know, this is a different type of episode. I feel like it has to be some type of weight to what I'm saying or just some feeling behind. I'm not feeling it right now. The third time, bro, I was just like, ugh. It's like, you know what?
The last episode I dropped was prepped on Sunday of last week, and I just got it off the ground because I recorded it, and I'm like, I was 7 minutes in, and as I'm talking, I just was like, nah. And I erased it, went back, started the intro. I never used to do that. I used to jump in, and then it just became a matter of like, yo, this isn't. Feel fake. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, and that's especially why, like, when I do trailer reactions now, I'm like, I try to, like, you know, avoid watching anything. Like, if I know I want to react to it, I'm not going to watch it. I'm trying to avoid, if it's something very popular, I'm just avoid Twitter, social media altogether. And I'm just like, okay, so the only thing I'm allowed to fuck up is the intro, right? So if I don't get the intro down, I'm going to start over on the intro. Anything in between that, I was like, that's a raw reaction at that point. So you're getting authentic. Yep, you're getting authentic right there. But for the intro, I might, you know, I don't like that intro. Let's start over again. But once the reaction is going, like, nah, that's raw. They ain't no script to that.
That's why it's crazy, because I feel like there's so much levels to it. Actually, you just gave me a whole new topic in my head. I don't know how long this is going to record for, but I'm here for it.
Like, it's, look, I'm supposed to have an indefinite recording, but Zoom, right? Like,
I see the timer.
Exactly. I'm looking at it, and I'm like, yo, last I remember it, it was like, you know, like last time I was on Zoom, I swear I could just sit in here and not have a timer. Like, I'm not even recording nothing.
You got 9 minutes left.
Exactly. I was looking at that for a minute. It popped up on the screen.
It's over my screen.
If people see this on YouTube, they're going to see that pop up. And I'm just like, it's authentic, man. That happened.
Hey, I ain't going to have. Glad y'all back.
Like, I was staring at it like, yo, it's talking about, like, I'm not recording on Zoom, though. So why is it giving me a timer? Like, I'm like.
And we didn't even press anything.
And I'm just sitting here like, yo, last time I was on Zoom, I swear that I was just allowed to sit here and talk to somebody.
Do you see, this is why I need prep, because I would have told everybody, yo, it's me and your boy John from the John Cast Podcast. We're recording off of Zoom. This is limited time. We can find a fascinating topic, and then it's like, yeah, we stopped recording a long time.
If it goes out, if it kisses out the room, all I'm going to tell you is, I'm going to invite you back. And I guess we got another 40 minutes.
It'll be a two-part episode. We'll just do it from there.
I'm not even going to stop recording on my side. I'm going to just keep it recording.
You're going to get right in between.
We're talking about this on here, so everybody's prepared for it. They're going to see something crazy happen. And I'm like, yo, what happened? Like, I told you before it happened, right?
Everybody going to get, for those who caught it exclusively, they're going to get like that moment where they see you. We talk on something else within the YouTube version. Yo, hold up. They had a good conversation piece about what was going on. And I don't know why that was edited. Like, hey, that was a Zoom exclusive. Like, you know, I can't control anything. But speaking of like with trailer reactions, so I feel like trailer reactions are more suited for those who are already not established. Like, okay, you're a podcaster. People know of you, so you could react. You know what I mean? Based off of who knows you from there. But if you would have just came out the gates like, this is my reaction, I'm like, yo. And? Like, yo. Yeah, look,
trust me. Like, because I'm afraid of this timer, I'm not trying to get too deep into it. So, you know, if we go to the next one.
Just give them. Let's just talk some nonsense. You know, convo, talk. Yeah. I see a minute left.
Exactly. It says less than a minute. It's scaring me. I don't know what's gonna happen, man.
So on the next episode, John and I will discuss trailer reactions and their impact on the community.
Next time on Podcast Z.